Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on. Soccer.
We're going to move on to football because there is some happening tonight and there's also been a lot happening over the last 24 hours. And Mark Langdon of the Racing Post joins us on the line. Mark, how are you?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. We have no score yet in the Crystal Palace Bournemouth game, I can report. Nothing. And the
No, not much has gone on either.
Yeah. The Man City Burnley game will be on at 8:15. So we're going to start with the Ballon d'Or. What did you think? Lionel Messi picked up another one. Was it deserved?
I'm not as angry as some, particularly Liverpool fans, and maybe Jurgen Klopp, over the fact that Messi just about pipped Virgil van Dijk by fewer than 10 votes. It was very close run thing. I think that you could easily make a case for Messi. He dragged a pretty ordinary Barcelona team to the La Liga title. Now, of course, they didn't win the Champions League, and I think that's where the argument comes in for Virgil van Dijk. And Messi was really poor in that second leg at Anfield when Barcelona came back. But to judge somebody on one match, I think, is really, really, really harsh. And so if you take it over the whole season, I think it was really close. And it came down, I think, to the fact that most people prefer to watch forwards scoring goals than defenders keeping them out. And I kind of agree with them.
Do you? Because I don't. I think, like, sometimes...
Okay. That's because he was a forward and he was pretty much a defender, so he was just stuck in the middle of everything, never entertained. He just did his job.
He's about the same size as Virgil van Dijk as well.
But they don't get any of the credit. And sometimes, like, he's won six of them. Did Messi really need another one? For van Dijk there, they won the National League with Holland. They win the Champions League. I think he deserved it.
I think you could make that case on the Champions League front. They, in terms of the Nations League, they were beaten in the final by Portugal. Now, they did do well in that, but it's an inaugural tournament that I don't think carried much weight, with the voting journalists and national team coaches and captains. So, if people do want to say that Virgil van Dijk deserved to win it, I'm not here to sort of totally rule it out, but I just think that in terms of Liverpool, the collective is absolutely fantastic at the moment, and I think that allows each individual to shine brighter. So Virgil van Dijk, because the collective is right at Liverpool, let's not forget he's got Fabinho in front of him, Alisson behind him. It's not all about him in terms of that defence. I think with Barcelona, when Messi doesn't play, you see, I think, a very ordinary team, and they might be called Barcelona and have got a great reputation, but when he's not there, they're really poor, and you're not frightened of them one little bit. And we saw it on Sunday again. They weren't doing anything particularly well in the game against Atletico Madrid, and then Messi turns the game with one moment of brilliance. It was so brilliant, the goal, that Diego Simeone, the opposition coach, clapped after it went in. And I think we take for granted each Messi goal like that, each Messi free kick that he scores, each Messi hat trick, and the numbers he puts up week in, week out are just extraordinary.
See, that's magic, Donica. Something defenders and forwards and rugby just don't really create. Magic. Moving on to tonight's football, Mark. Mamadou Sakho has been sent off from Crystal Palace for a tackle on Adam Smith above the knee. It looked a red card and he is gone. It's still nil all, but Palace are down to 10 men. Moving on to tomorrow night, Mark. Liverpool, Everton, Merseyside derby.
Yeah, I think most people thought that it was Marco Silva's last stand at the weekend. He's got another last stand, but I don't think he can have too many more. The pressure really building on the coach. He needs a result from somewhere. Everton haven't won at Anfield since Kevin Campbell scored, was it 20 years ago, something like that. So I would imagine that soon enough, Everton will be looking for a new manager, because their ambitions things are a lot greater than sort of, you know, where they find themselves at the moment. And, you know, if they get beat in the Merseyside derby, it's only going to compound that misery. There's a theory going round that because Everton are in such a tough run of fixtures, that actually they're just waiting, you know, so that the new manager gets some easier games after Christmas, which I don't think is any way really to run the football club. But that seems to be a sort of theory going round, at least.
And rapid fire, Mark, in a word, Chelsea, Villa.
Chelsea.
Leicester, Watford.
Leicester.
Man United, Spurs.
Oh, a tough one. Draw.
Southampton, Norwich.
Southampton.
Wolves, West Ham.
Draw.
And then a more interest, Aberdeen, Rangers.
Rangers. Rangers.
Celtic and Hamilton. They're level at the Scottish Premiership, like.
Yeah, they are. I would say Celtic, quite comfortably.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to two brilliant nights of football.
Thank you.
We're off to a break, I think.
No, we're going to say goodbye.
Are we done? No way. I can't believe
ever.
It. The night flew with Ruby's back. Thanks very much to everyone that listened in. Big mention to Ronan O'Connor, Sinead Renshaw and Kieran O'Byrne outside. The Super Tara Stewart is up next.
Game on 2FM. Weekdays from 6.